mistakes, but I just want you to know. I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you loved to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. A sunny and cold start to your day, currently sitting at 42 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Following yesterday's news about social advocates for youth transferring dozens of young people to other facilities, today comes the news that the 53-year-old organization that serves youth in crisis has laid off its entire staff and will file for bankruptcy. According to the Press Democrat, employees were given the news at a meeting yesterday. One major donor reversed its pledge of $500,000 after reviewing the organization's finances. SAY then declined to accept the remaining $600,000 pledged by six others. It is unclear right now what will happen to the 63-bed Dream Center on Summerfield Road. A drunk driver was convicted of his fifth DUI, but over the objections of prosecutors, a judge declined to sentence him to prison on Monday. Superior Court Judge Dana Simons overruled prosecutors' objections and instead sentenced Juan Garcia Vigil to probation. The judge also ordered Vigil to enroll in a substance abuse treatment program. With his most recent DUI arrest on June 2nd, his blood alcohol level was 0.33, or four times the legal limit. Santa Rosa police continued their search for a Ukiah man who was suspected in the shooting death of another man on Barham Avenue in Santa Rosa last week. 21-year-old Nathan Little Bear Hoagland should be considered armed and dangerous. He is described as 5 feet 9 inches tall with brown hair and brown eyes and weighs about 160 pounds. Anyone who sees him should contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. A 24-year-old Santa Rosa man stole a Tesla from a home on Carr Avenue in Santa Rosa and was eventually apprehended after he crashed the car on Fulton Road just south of River Road early Sunday morning. Santa Rosa police attempted multiple times to pull over Jordan McGetchen, but he continued to evade them, reaching speeds of over 100 miles per hour before losing control and crashing. He was slightly injured in the wreck and is being held in jail in lieu of bail. President Biden says Israel would be willing to pause its war on Hamas in Gaza during the upcoming Muslim holiday of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some hostages held by the militants. Here is the president.
Close, we're not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
However, Israeli officials said Biden's comments come as a surprise and were not made in coordination with the country's leadership. And a Hamas official said the group would not soften its demands either. Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer Flavin Stallone confirmed that they are moving to Florida and did so on the season 2 premiere of The Family Stallone, which streams on Paramount Plus. Stallone purchased a 13,241-square-foot home in the Palm Beach area for $35.5 million recently. The couple says that now that all their kids have moved out and the fact that Jennifer has family in Florida, they finally made the decision to make the move. A proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel that was bought for pennies in a secondhand shop almost 30 years ago has sold at auction for almost $14,000. The first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, which states uncorrected proof copy on the cover, was bought in 1997 from a shop in South London, along with two other books, for a grand total of 50 cents. 7:35 right now at KZST. Time for another update on Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer David Duretti. Hello again, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. We're clearing up a crash out on Valley Ford Road and Garricky Road. CHP's on scene for that one, and that's going to be our only incident so far this morning. We do have a delay still southbound 101 out of the Petaluma area. Pretty heavy as you approach San Antonio Road for those heading into Marin County. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZSD.
Attention Santa Rosa, are you ready to take a step towards a healthier heart? Join me, Debbie Abrams, and Sutter Health at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Thursday, February 29th for a life-changing evening with Heart Health 101. Starting at 6 p.m., immerse yourself in our marketplace exhibits. Enjoy heart-healthy appetizers. Explore health-related vendors, including relaxing chair massages. Then prepare to be enlightened by their renowned cardiologists and heart specialists. They'll dive into everything from basic heart functions to comprehensive strategies for preventing and managing heart disease. And don't miss the interactive Q&A session, your chance to ask the experts. Remember, the event is absolutely free, but please RSVP. Let's make heart health a priority, Santa Rosa. For details, visit norcal.info/heart. norcal.info/heart. We'll see you there.
Enjoy savings you can count on with weekly deals for Something Extra members at Raley's and Nob Hill. This week, clip your digital offer online or in the app to get large packs of three or more Raley's Boneless USDA Choice Top Sirloin Steaks for just $4.97 a pound, limit two packs. And clip your offer to take home fresh green asparagus for only $1.47 a pound, limit 4 pounds. Not a Something Extra member? You're missing out on new offers every week. Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. In sports, the Warriors are at the Washington Wizards this afternoon. And Rory McIlroy claimed the ninth edition of the match on Monday in Florida. The 34-year-old won 10 skins of the 12 holes that were played, plus a sudden death closest to the pin competition to earn a cool $2.4 million. Lexi Thompson came in second with two skins totaling $200,000, while Max Homa and Rose Zhang failed to win a single skin. All the proceeds went to charity. And your forecast, mostly sunny for today and mild, low to mid-60s. Tonight, mainly clear, cool once again with 30s, maybe a little frost again tomorrow morning. Tomorrow then for the afternoon, sunny with low to mid-60s, rain is back on Thursday. And finally this half hour, some good news for you. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake it out, shake it out. Taylor Swift has done it. She has surpassed the Beatles for the most weeks spent in the top 10 in the Billboard 200 albums chart. Swift has three albums in the top 10 on this week's chart, bringing her cumulative total in the weeks in the top 10 to 384. The Beatles, who used to have the record, had 382 weeks. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen. KZST.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you shine at something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong.
Once I figured it out, you were right here all alone. It's like you're my mirror, oh, my mirror. cause it doesn't seem really as simple. And I can't help but stare, cause I see true summer in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we could go. Put your head on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. But they can see the set in my heart. There's a space and now you're gone. Show me how to fight for now. And I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here.
Thank you for tuning in to Sonoma County's KZST. It is 744, 43 degrees in Santa Rosa. And up next, hot topic of the morning.
It's here. Our 15% off sale, Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. Hi, it's Barry Friedman from Friedman's Home Improvement. You'll save 15% off everything in stock in the store and in the yard. Lumber and building materials, tools, garden and nursery, including clearance. Friedman's 15% off sale, Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. There's no better time than right now to find what you need and more at Friedman's Home Improvement.
Santa Rosa, 8th highest living costs in the nation? We need a change.
I'm Mike Greer. It's time for change. As your next assemblyman, I pledge to do better for all of us.
Mike Greer for State Assembly District 2. He knows the struggle, and he's ready to tackle steep taxes and high prices while securing your essential services. Your vote for Mike Greer is a vote to ensure North Coast families thrive.
MikeGreerAssembly2024.com.
This ad's paid for by Michael Greer for Assembly 2024.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in this studio for Hot Topic of the Morning. Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Coffeed up. Had a bagel and cream cheese.
You are extra perky today.
Oh, that's scary. So hot topic of the morning. If you'd like to comment, as usual, want to chime in on the conversation, call us here in the studio, 707-284-1000. Today's hot topic, the Tooth Fairy Report, put out by Delta Dental, and it looks like a little bit of bad news for kids this year. According to the Tooth Fairy, the value of a single tooth has gone down by 6% over last year. Apparently, the first time in 5 years, the Tooth Fairy has decreased her payout
What?
Man.
You have more, don't you?
Not only are the gums receding, it's the payout is receding.
It's not good.
Goodness, yeah. So the average payout in Sonoma County last year for a kid's tooth from the Tooth Fairy was $6.23.
Huh.
This year, $5.84.
No.
Yeah, came down. But a milestone tooth, like the first tooth that usually commands a little bit more money, that one dropped from $7.29 down to $7.09.
Come on.
So even that one went down.
Why would it go down? The economy's doing great.
I don't know. what's going on in Tooth Fairy land? labor shortage? I don't know what's going on there. The Tooth Fairy has the highest payout for all lost teeth in the West, and we fall into that category.
Yay! Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good
definitely.
News.
Definitely. The Northeast is next, and then the lowest payout would be down in the South.
God, so the money goes down a little bit for the little kids. So the Tooth Fairy report apparently comes just in time for National Tooth Fairy Day, which is tomorrow. National Tooth Fairy Day is tomorrow. The average payout for a lost tooth in Sonoma County this year by the Tooth Fairy said to be just under $6. Okay, Brent, how much did you get when you were a kid?
That was a long time ago. I'm going to say it was in the 50 cents to a dollar range.
What?
In there, probably a dollar for a tooth.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, I am a little bit older than you, but not much. So, my Tooth Fairy was a little more generous. I mean, or maybe I was just spoiled. I think that's it. But I got at least $5.
Did you really?
Oh, absolutely. And I think more like $6, $7, $8, $9.
Wow.
The first tooth, though, you know, $10,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think that had that higher payout, the kicker.
But, yeah, right. Well, the first tooth is always more. But, I mean, my daughter, she was very clever. So she tried to trick the Tooth Fairy for more money. So she would find, this is my younger one, she would find the tooth the next day, wherever the Tooth Fairy put it. She would keep it and reuse it the following week, saying it's a different tooth, mommy, that fell out. Little swindler, little trickster. I mean, she is my mini-me.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. This is what happens when children are left unsupervised.
Sonoma County's KZST. Let's get another check on the commute. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Duretti in our Roner Park studio. How is traffic?
Good morning, Debbie. Got a crash out on Valley Ford Road and Garrickey Road. Things are clearing up out there. Solo vehicle crash. Looks like we're just waiting on a tow truck. Otherwise, looking pretty good. A bit slow, though. Starting to form out there. Delays northbound out of Roner Park. We're going to be backed up to Golf Course Drive and very slow all the way up to downtown Santa Rosa. And also still going to be slow down out of the Petaluma area. Pretty heavy at San Antonio Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura.
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
Chris Rogers is the local choice to be our voice in Sacramento. While other candidates may have moved here to run for office, Chris Rogers was born here. He's starting his family here with his wife, Sarah, a local nurse. When the Tubbs fire devastated our community, Chris Rogers worked night and day to make sure our families were safe and that we could rebuild and return home. Chris Rogers held PG&E accountable and will continue to lead on lowering our insurance rates. Chris knows our local issues and works hard for us. That's why he's endorsed by Senator Mike McGuire, Congressman Mike Thompson, the Sierra Club, and hundreds of local elected and community leaders. As our next assembly member, Chris will always work hard for us. Join us and vote Chris Rogers on or before March 5th.
Learn more at chrisrogersforassembly.com. Paid for by Chris Rogers for Assembly 2024.
If you live in the city of Santa Rosa and have children 5 and under, we have some great news from First 5 Sonoma County. First 5 Futures is a program that provides a free college savings account of up to $700 to eligible children age 0 to 5. It's never too early to start saving for your children's college education, and First 5 Sonoma County makes it easy. First 5 will make an initial deposit of $500 for every eligible child. Families participating in the program have the opportunity to receive an additional $200 in incentives for completing activities that support your child's well-being. Apply today at first5sonomacounty.org and start saving for your children's college education now. First 5 Futures, making young children's futures brighter, one account at a time. Enroll for this free college savings program today. Visit first5sonomacounty.org. For kids, for families, for Sonoma County. Talk, read, sing. It changes everything.
Well, your weather words of the day: frost advisory, sunshine, breezy, low 60s around Sonoma County. Mimosa. Okay, I say that's a weather word. It just sounds good about now. 44 degrees at KZST.
It's a human sign.
things looking better, baby. Just passing through.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:58. I'm Brent Allen. Clear skies to start your day. A bit on the cool side, we are currently sitting at 43 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. As we first reported earlier this month, right here on KZSD, barriers preventing drivers from turning onto Lakeville Highway in Petaluma are now in place. Drivers wishing to turn west onto Lakeville from Pine View Way near Kaiser Permanente or from the South McDowell Extension are now detoured to Cater Lane or South McDowell Boulevard. Both of those intersections have traffic signals. After several deadly crashes, pressure was put on Caltrans to come up with a solution to improve driver safety. We are getting more information this morning about the rescue of three people on the Russian River Sunday. The woman that was originally in the water has been identified as 38-year-old Lacey Lee Mosher, who apparently became combative and attacked the two sheriff's deputies who entered the water to try and save her, leading to them needing to be rescued. Once out of the water, she was arrested on suspicion of threatening police, battery, and being under the influence of drugs, and is also accused of burglary on an unrelated matter. While both deputies struggled to stay above the waterline, they were treated and released at the scene. We are learning of the February 18th death of 55-year-old Lori Kennedy. She suffered smoke inhalation during a fire at her home on Aston Avenue in Santa Rosa back on February 10th. Her daughter, son-in-law, and one of her three cats did survive the fire. The family has set up a GoFundMe page to help cover expenses. A fire forced the closure of Target in Vallejo on Saturday, causing about $1 million in damage. The fire started in the paper towel aisle and is suspected to be arson. The store on Admiral Callahan Lane will remain closed until repairs.